Greetings, listeners, and thank you for joining us tonight for the continuation of our featured show, The Fat Man Only Wipes Twice, starring Harry Hancock as Detective Richard Magnolia. Tonight's show may feature elements of murder and suspense and may not be suitable for those with weak constitutions. On a side note, our studio has been bombarded with letters wanting to know more stories of Tony Two-Ply. I brought these concerns to our studio director and he told me, and I quote, "Get the fuck out of my office, go fuck yourself." Which, from past experience, tells me we will be getting Two-Ply episodes in the coming weeks. Remember to hit that like button on Spotify and follow us as well. Without further ado, here's a continuation of The Fat Man Only Wipes Twice.
City of Chicago. Cold in the winter, even colder in spirit. These mean streets are my mistress. Well, they were until my wife left me. So now I guess these streets are my wife. Much like my ex-wife, she ain't much to look at. I arrived at the office around 8 a.m. Gertrude, the young dame at the front desk, was looking at me like a dog looks at its own shit. She wanted to gobble me up like such. She had the voice of an angel.
Why, hello, Detective Magnolia. You're looking handsome this morning.
A biblically accurate angel, to be exact. The kind of thing that makes your raviolis jump right into your body. If you have an erection lasting longer than 4 hours, don't call a doctor. Call Gertrude. You'll never get hard again. I exchanged pleasantries with her and continued to my office. I sat down at my desk and pulled out a bottle of whiskey. Early mornings are always hard for me, on account of the cocaine wearing off.
Magnolia.
Yes, Chief?
First of all, glad to see you're drinking this early. We need more detectives like you. Secondly, new case came in. Do you know where the back nine is?
I thought I knew the name of all those gentlemen's clubs in town. I'm not familiar with that one.
Because it's a golf course, you degenerate.
Are you sure you're not getting it mixed up with one of the titty bars, sir?
I'm positive, Magnolia. It's literally just down the road from here, and you pass it every day when you come to work.
Well, I need to be sure. I'm going to rattle off a few, see if I can jog your memory.
No, it's definitely...
The frosted cannoli, the bloated blowhole, the gum-bumping canary, the squirt dungeon, the cement mixer, the fuzzy caterpillar, the glory hole.
God, you sure know a lot of gentlemen's clubs, Magnolia.
I went a lot when I was in my 20s. These are just the ones that still have active restraining orders against me. The chief was pretty confident that the back nine was a golf course, so I made my way down the street.
Mr. Magnolia, can't let you in. You've been banned for life, remembers?
Are you kidding me? No, I don't remember getting banned from the Glizzy Gobbler, or the three other strip clubs I tried on my way over here.
Come on, kick rocks, Dick.
Alright, fine. I think I have to get to a crime scene or something anyway. I pulled up to the golf course around 4 p.m., My partner, Nick Hamilton, was already on the scene.
Jesus, Dick, what took you so long?
Relax, it was important. I'm here now. What's the situation?
Well, as you can see, the victim was stabbed here, and he was teeing off on the second hole.
Oh, yeah? I see the blood. Where's the body?
Hole 14. Apparently he was having a hell of a game and just didn't want to stop playing. Could have probably broken the course record had he not triple bogeyed and dropped dead. He said his hole work was amazing up to that.
I can relate. I've been braced for my hole work as well.
Hell, Magnolia, I didn't know you golfed.
What the hell does hole work have to do with golf?
Okay, Magnolia, there's the body.
I see that. It's strange of you to narrate it as if God himself can't see what we're doing but can hear us. Okay, I'm looking over the body now. Can you see how hard I'm squinting at the wound in the back of the victim's head?
My God, Magnolia, that is a deep squint.
Years of detective work, Hamilton. Don't try this yourself. One wrong move and you'll blow your asshole out. Now, if you notice, I'm moving my attention to a stab wound on the victim's torso.
Holy shit.
Appears the victim was stabbed once with a kitchen knife, and then bashed over the head repeatedly with a 9-iron, right here, on hole 14.
Actually, a witness says that that was self-inflicted. Apparently the victim had a seizure from blood loss, started bashing themselves repeatedly. It actually occurred on the 11th hole, and then he played through here.
That's where you're wrong, Hammy boy. I've seen this before. It's the work of an underling in the Cappuccino crime family. It goes by the name of Two-Stroke Capone. He only kills golfers. None of them are safe.
Oh, no. There's another tournament tonight at 6. It's 4:30 now.
Come on. We got to get to the Krusty Cannoli. There's no time to waste.
All right. Take a left up here, Dick. What the hell? You blew right past it.
I know what I'm doing. I got to take a shit. I can't do that in a public restroom. We're going to swing by my apartment real quick, and I'm going to dump this pot roast right into the crock pot, if you know what I mean. My place is only 2 minutes out of the way.
Are you serious right now, Magnolia?
I've never been so serious. It's a medical condition. Doc says I have a shy asshole. We arrived at the Krusty Cannoli at 5:30. We would have been there earlier, but I had to go back to my apartment when I realized I forgot to wipe. Yo, bartender, come over here for a second.
Yeah, what do you want, Flatfoot?
I'm looking for a guy. Goes by the name Two Stroke Capone.
I know him. Everybody knows him.
Yeah, well, we don't. Where can we find him?
He just left. Said he had to go do another golfer.
What? What did he mean by do another golfer? Fucking? Is he fucking the golfers?
God damn it, Magnolia. It's a euphemism.
Well, that's disgusting.
He means he's killing the golfers.
Oh, shit. Why are we wasting time here? We gotta get to the golf course. I gotta shit again.
Oh, my God. What the fuck did I do to deserve this?
We made it to the course in record time. I was prairie dogging the whole way there. It was like my sphincter was playing whack-a-mole with my turds. But all the clinches I've been doing for the past few months to prepare for these situations was finally paying off.
Magnolia, there he is!
How can you tell?
It's the guy holding the knife!
That's him, are you sure?
Freeze, asshole!
Shit! How did you know it was me?
The knife. I couldn't believe it myself, but Nick knows his stuff.
Thanks. Cuff him, Magnolia.
Took Two Strokes downtown for interrogation. Caught him in the act, now we just have to see why.
Ain't talking, Flatfoots.
I'm the best damn interrogator in the city. I'm so good I can make perps confess to crimes that happened before they were even born. I will nail your ass to the wall.
Alright, I'll answer your fucking questions.
Magnolia, did I hear that correctly? You've gotten forced confessions out of suspects?
Chief, I'm so glad you could make it. Now prepare yourself, I'm about to give a lesson in breaking a man's psyche. All right, Two Strokes, you fucking fuck-faced fuck. I'm giving you one chance to come clean or I will take you out back, beat your face in with a tire iron, and strap your balls to my car and drive you around the block until your little raviolis spill out on the asphalt. One chance, Two Strokes, did you kill the man?
No.
I believe him.
Are you fucking kidding me?
There's a tenderness in his eyes. The way he looked away from me as he said no is a good indicator that he's telling the truth. It shames him.
Christ, Magnolia, that is not at all what body language means.
Magnolia, get the hell out of here. We'll clean up.
Thanks, and you're welcome, Chief. I always get my man.
They call you Two Strokes, huh? You been playing golf long?
Never played a game in my life. The hell does premature Ajax have to do with golf?
Another case solved. I decided to celebrate at the only gentleman's club that would still have me. The Jiggle Muff. Not the highest class of establishments, but the beer is cold and the cannoli is moist, and most of these ladies are syphilis-free. That's just how it is in this wonderful city, so until next time, keep it in your pants, listeners.
That concludes our latest episode of The Fat Man Only Wipes Twice. Tune in next week to hear the continuing adventures of Dick Magnolia. And remember, dear listeners, if life gives you lemons, oh, I used that last week, we're not going to use that this time. Remember to follow us on Spotify, and give us a 5-star review, how about that? Good luck and good night.